The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on December 31st, 1984. The class begins with a reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 19, Texts 20 through 27.
Raja kohe tumar stane boidyo patailu, boidyo kohe byadi nahi sustu jay dekilu. The Nawab said, I sent my physician to you, and he has reported that you are not diseased. As far as he could see, you are completely healthy. Amar je kichu karju saba tumaloya, karju chari rohila tumi gorete avosia. I am depending on you to carry out so many of my activities, but you have given up your governmental duties to sit here at home. Mor jato karju kamo saba koilo nash, ki tumara hidoye ache koho mora pas. You have spoiled all my activities. What is your intention? Please tell me frankly. Sanatan kohe nahi ama hoite kam, aro ekjon diya koro samadhan. Sanatan Goswami replied, you can no longer expect any service from me. Please arrange for someone else to tend to the management. Tabe kruda hoya raja kohe arobar, tumar boro bhaya kore dasu babohar. Becoming angry with Sanatan Goswami, the Nawab said, your elder brother is acting just like a plunderer. Jiva bohu mari koilo chakla sabonash, eta tumi koila mor sarbo karjunash. By killing many living entities, your elder brother has destroyed all Bengal. Now here you are destroying all my plans. Sanatana kohe tumi swatantra goreshwar, jai jai dosha kore deho tarfa. Sanatan Goswami said, you are the supreme ruler of Bengal and are completely independent. Whenever someone commits a fault, you punish him accordingly. Ato suni goreshwara uti ghore gela, palaivo boli sanatanere bandila. Hearing this, the Nawab of Bengal stood up and returned to his home. He ordered the arrest of Sanatan Goswami so that he would not be able to leave. Purport. It is said that the relationship between the Nawab of Bengal and Sanatan Goswami was very intimate. The Nawab used to consider Sanatan Goswami his younger brother. And when Sanatan Goswami showed a very strong intention to resign, the Nawab, feeling familial affection, essentially said, I am your elder brother, but I do not look after the state management. My only business is attacking other states with my soldiers and fighting everywhere as a plunderer. Because I am a meat-eater, Yavana, I am used to hunting all kinds of living beings. In this way, I am destroying all kinds of living entities in Bengal. While engaged in this destructive business, I am hoping that you will tend to the administration of the state. Since I, your elder brother, am engaged in such a destructive business, you being my younger brother should look after the state management. If you do not, how will things continue? This talk was based on family relationship, and Sanatan Goswami also replied in an intimate and joking way. Essentially told the Nawab, my dear brother, you are the independent ruler of Bengal. You can act in whatever way you like, and if someone commits fault, you can punish him accordingly. In other words, Sanatan Goswami was saying that since the Nawab was accustomed to acting like a plunderer, he should go ahead and take action. Since Sanatana was not showing much enthusiasm in performing his duty, the Nawab should dismiss him from his service. The Nawab could understand the intention of Sanatan Goswami's statement. He therefore left in an angry mood and ordered Sanatan Goswami's arrest. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadharo Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. When so many other devotees are able to acclimatize to the environment in a temple or in an ashram, so that means basically there's no bar for anyone to surrender and to live in an ashram. If there's any difficulty, it's due to some personal deficiencies on the part of that individual in general. But sometimes a person is not totally ready to take that degree of surrender. Just like before one would try to swim in deep water, one would first practice swimming in shallow water. So before one is able to take on a large degree of surrender, one should practice building up one's service attitude, one's tolerance, one's determination. Abruptly, sometimes if we try to change our environment, our mind is not able to adapt to that sudden change. Some people are more flexible than others. Prabhupada gives the example that there was a very rich businessman who was a supporter of Gandhi's movement in India, and Gandhi told him to give up everything and suddenly become just like him, walking, you know, with a loin, with his little dhoti, and fasting and doing all those austerities. So he did so. He gave up his luxurious palace-like house and his car, you know, whatever, all his facilities, and followed Gandhi. And within 1 year he died. It was such an abrupt change for him to change his environment that his nervous system or his body or whatever, it couldn't adapt to it. So he died. So there may be for some people just that to suddenly change their environment, unless they're actually prepared, unless they have got a taste for spiritual life, or unless they have got a tremendous determination to do so, then it may be premature. Now, there's no loss even if they enter into a temple and leave, because whatever service they do, that's also to their credit. The problem is that by leaving, they may lose a certain amount of their enthusiasm or self-confidence. Actually, there's no loss. They shouldn't feel any type of loss in trying, because at least they tried, and that's to their credit. Rather, a person should be then determined, just like if someone's trying to reach some type of athletic goal, if they're not able to cross over the high jump, well, they practice jumping more and more until finally they get up to the requisite height. It's kind of a very crude example, but in a more just introspective way, if we see, well, where are my shortcomings? What are the reasons why I wasn't able to surrender in association of devotees? Where is my false ego? Need to be trimmed down to size more. And we should work on purifying ourselves, taking as much association as possible, advancing in Krishna consciousness as much as possible in the association of devotees. And in this way we can bring ourselves into a better situation. In a more ideal position for advancing in Krishna consciousness. Shouldn't lose our determination. We shouldn't in any way feel that because I tried and wasn't able to at the first or second or whatever attempt to achieve success, well then I should somehow lose heart. Because we're in the material world since millions of births, and making a couple attempts, it's not that the first attempt one is immediately able to receive. If you study the lives of great sages like Vishwamitra, he's tried so many times, again and again, and he would make a mistake, fall down, again he'd start up, just trying to become a great rishi when he was born in a kshatriya family. What to speak of someone born in a Javana Mlecha culture trying to become a pure devotee of Krishna? There may be so many stumbles, just like children when they're walking, they learn to stumble. I mean, they fall down, but they go on trying, eventually they learn to walk and talk. So similarly, in our spiritual advancement, we shouldn't lose heart, even if over a period of several years we had different difficulties. But we should be determined to cling to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, knowing that as long as we can cling to their lotus feet, they will deliver us. It's more glorious to continue trying to make advancement than just becoming frustrated and thinking, well, there's no hope. There's no one who is so fallen that Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot deliver them. As far as each individual who's ready to live in a community, what type of service they should do, these things have to be given on an individual basis, considering each particular case, history, and the personalities involved, and so on. Some people are not at all prepared to live in an ashram, and it's better for them to practice in their own residence. Some people are overdue and they should move in and they should live in a direct association with the devotees, and that will be the best thing for their spiritual advancement. So these questions are normally dealt with by the spiritual leaders on an individual basis. And even if someone tries and isn't able to succeed, that should also be just taken as part of the learning process, and one shouldn't have any other attitude than just determination to continue and making whatever progress that one can from the present situation. Hare Krishna.